This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In and Happy New Year. This is the first podcast of 2019 with me weighing in on various topics of interest. And how better to start than to wish you a Happy New Year and to remind you all that it's a great time every day, not just in the new year, but any time is a great time to establish healthy new habits. If you're a subscriber to the Intelligent Medicine newsletter, you've read this or are reading this now. How to establish some new eating habits. And then I'm going to talk to you about the science and what that says about food cravings. So experts say that we don't actually break a habit. What we do is replace it with a new one, a new behavior. You know, all of us nutritionists and dietitians, we really should minor in psychology or do a double major in psychology, because eating is a behavior. Really, I can't reiterate that enough, because behavior change can be tough. And that's why there's so much recidivism in dieting. People just simply fall off the wagon. Dieting can be hard to do. So you want to make small changes in your behavior, things that you can embrace and not feel overwhelmed by. How we eat is actually behavior, right? So for example, if you're a very fast eater, what happens with very fast eaters? You're the first one to finish your plate with your family, with your friends at the dinner table. The stretch receptors in your stomach don't have enough time to feel that your stomach is full and send that message to your brain. That actually takes about 20 minutes after you've finished eating. And if you're a very fast eater, you're not going to get the advantage of receiving that message in time before your next two or even three helpings. So here's a behavior change challenge for you. Make it a new habit. Establish the new habit of eating more slowly. That means you want to remind yourself to put down your fork between bites of food, put down your utensils between bites of food, and chew your food. Be mindful. Notice the flavors, the textures of what you're eating. This is better for digestion, right? Your stomach is not being overwhelmed with food that's literally being swallowed down, barely chewed, and makes it a lot more work actually for the stomach and more opportunity for indigestion when we eat very fast that way. So slow down. It's better for digestion, and you'll be able to recognize when you're full and satisfied, because you will be eating at 20 minutes and beyond if you really, really slow down. And then you will know that you're full. And you may be delighted to find out that you're no longer a member of the Clean Plate Club. And that's another thing. A lot of us grew up with, you better finish what's on your plate. Think about the poor children, the hungry children around the world. I know this is something my father used to say to me. Think of those children in Bangladesh, they're hungry. Or some other area of the world, right? and we were guilted into finishing our plates. Well, our stomachs are not a storage receptacle. The refrigerator is. Whatever you haven't finished, it's okay to leave on your plate. Put it away. Store it in the refrigerator. Have it as a snack the next day. Have it for breakfast the next morning. Right? And speaking of the next morning, you can, here's another opportunity for changing your behavior. If your usual breakfast choice is a muffin, a donut, a bowl of cold cereal, which is normally loaded with sugar, decide that you're going to have a healthier option for breakfast. Maybe you're going to have a vegetable omelet or some scrambled eggs or some leftover salmon from your dinner the night before. Or if you don't like cooking in the morning, have some hard-boiled eggs ready to go in the refrigerator. Crack open a couple, eat it for breakfast with a little salt and pepper. You can even make egg salad with it. Get a good quality mayonnaise, chop some scallions in there. Delicious. Personally, as far as mayonnaise goes, and I'm not a huge mayonnaise fan, but when I do use mayonnaise, I like the avocado oil mayonnaise that you can find. I believe there are certain brands out there. I'm not sure if Spectrum makes it, Sir Kensington makes it. I've seen other organic brands made with avocado oil. There are many. So check it out. I'm finding this at the regular grocery store. You don't have to make a special trip to the health food store anymore. Another habit to establish, and I think this one is quite important for those of you who are trying to eat better overall and are minding your carbs, kind of keeping an eye on the calories and so forth, and the sources of your food. The source of your food is important. If you're preparing your own food, you control what you're taking in. You're deciding to buy organic produce or not, but when you're eating out, you're not necessarily getting that. And you're not having any control over the types of fat that are used. If they're using margarines and trans fats and other things, or if they're using way more salt than you would ever use, not a good thing. And I think bagging your lunch every day, bringing your lunch, can be especially life-altering with regard to your health. Let me tell you why. Besides what I just said about having control over what goes in that pie hole, right, that your mouth, you're controlling the types of nutrient-dense foods you're getting, the source of those nutrient-dense foods, how clean they are, and so forth, how they're prepared, with also control over the seasonings and the fats that are in there. Now, when I say bag your lunch, do you have to commit to bagging your lunch 5 days a week? No. Start with once or twice. Once or twice a week. Work up to three times. And some people really enjoy going out to lunch. Well, guess what? Pick a day of the week. Maybe Friday, you want to treat yourself, take yourself out to lunch. Meanwhile, four days out of the week, you're bagging your lunch and making a really, really healthy choice. Isn't that great? You could still do that, and your wallet will thank you. Here in New York, we easily spend $10 a day on lunch, which is kind of ridiculous. $50 a week, do the math. That adds up over the course of a year. And, oh, but I don't have time to prepare my lunch in the morning. Don't do it in the morning. Do it the night before. Take that leftover dinner, that leftover salmon, that leftover chicken, make chicken salad. In the morning, get some organic greens, put it into your Tupperware or other storage container, and top it with your chicken salad. Top it with that lamb chop you didn't eat. Top it with that poached salmon you didn't have last night. Make sure to make enough dinner so that you have some leftovers. So make a little more, and as you're cleaning up your dinner dishes, which you're gonna do, right? You're gonna clean up the dinner table. You might as well pack your lunch at the same time. You're done. Really, you're done. And if you have some hard-boiled eggs at the ready, or maybe a can of baby mackerel or sardines or something like that to have in the morning, even a little bit of smoked salmon. Always have some organic vegetables ready, clean, ready to go. All you need to do then is assemble your breakfast. Okay? So, for those of you who don't eat breakfast and you do fine on two meals a day, that's okay. A lot of people aren't hungry in the morning. However, if you're one of those people who skips breakfast, then you have lunch, then you have dinner, and then you have another meal before bedtime, you're still having breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but you're doing it wrong. It's all happening a little too late. But for those of you who have established two meals a day, say you're only having your tea or coffee in the morning, that's fine. And then you have your lunch and your dinner, provided that you're not waiting until you're ravenous to eat lunch. Because if you're ravenous by the time you're having that first meal, you're going to eat more than you normally would. Right? Keep that in mind. Another new habit to think about implementing: when do you work out? Are you working out first thing in the morning? That's great. Make it so that it's a time. First of all, working out in the morning is great for fat burning, provided you do it before breakfast. You can sip on a cup of tea or coffee or something like that before your workout. Get your body a little warm, right? A little dose of caffeine doesn't hurt. A little dose is all. And then you could get on your treadmill, your elliptical, go out for a run, do your home gym, whatever you got going on. Go to the gym. If you've got a gym membership, go ahead and do that. And listen to your favorite radio or podcast. Maybe this one, if this is your favorite. And do to just so you can make it easier for yourself to really look forward to your exercise in the morning, make it also a time that you do something else you enjoy. It could be listening to your favorite music. It could be listening to your favorite news programs. It could be listening to audiobooks. It could be listening to podcasts, such as Intelligent Medicine. My shameless plug right there. If you exercise in the evening, maybe you're coming home after work and you're exercising then, you're not really a morning person, right? So you're doing it in the evening, that's perfectly fine. Make it so that if you know that you're not always going to be convinced to do your exercise, that you're going to peter out and say, no, I really don't feel like it, and then you slide onto the sofa and you've got that remote control and you're watching your favorite shows, make it a new habit so that you are not allowed to watch that favorite show unless you've exercised. Or watch it while you're exercising. That's when you do it. And if you're doing this at home, bring that treadmill to the living room, or bring your TV to the basement or wherever you have your treadmill or elliptical. Or if you're doing floor exercises, do your deep knee bends, your squats, your lunges, your push-ups, your planks. Do all of that in front of the TV. It's okay. You don't have to be that, you know, you could watch your favorite TV show. You could be listening to the radio or your favorite news programs or et cetera, while you exercise. And then afterwards, have a wonderful dinner. Enjoy that post-exercise quietude. Have yourself a wonderful dinner. Have a steak and a salad. Have a rack of lamb with asparagus or sautéed spinach. Have a nice piece of fish, some salmon, some Dover sole, some halibut with a beautiful salad or some other vegetables like Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower, all of those. Make a beautiful salad for yourself. Make it interesting and colorful. Various herb-type salads, adding in your lettuces, maybe some chopped peppers, some chopped celery and radish and onion, cucumber, tomato. Use a really fine dressing. What that means is make your own. Don't rely so much on a bottle dressing. They will tend not to use so much olive oil. They'll use more soybean oil, canola oil. These aren't the best oils to use. Get yourself a good, fruity, first cold press, extra virgin olive oil. Add to that a nice vinegar of your choice. It could be a regular white vinegar, a red wine vinegar, a balsamic vinegar. Fresh lemon juice, fresh lime juice is also very nice. A little dollop of mustard, maybe you like that in your salad. Go ahead. These are the ways to make small changes and to establish healthy new habits. So take it slow. And by the way, it's also a great time to develop a winning mindset. When you embark on making these small changes, I'm talking about your New Year's resolutions. Could be a revolution. A diet revolution, as Dr. Atkins said. That's my nod to him. It's a great time to develop a winning mindset. When we set out to make changes, when we strive to reach our goals, we can often be hard on ourselves. And that's not the way to start. Any attempt at self-improvement, establishing a new habit, we're often gung-ho with an all-or-nothing attitude. You don't want to be all-or-nothing, because life isn't all-or-nothing. It's great to have the will, the optimism, the intestinal fortitude to make these changes to meet your goals. It's a great mental attitude. But as with any journey, remember that there can be detours, there can be hiccups, there can be stumbles along the way. That's life. Life is a big gray area. It's not all in extremes. So for every few steps forward, you may be taking a step back. That's okay. It's still part of growth. And although it may not feel like it when we're taking those backward steps, it is still progress. So don't be hard on yourself. Don't be dismayed. Don't be disappointed. It's part of the journey forward to fall back a little bit. Oh, I didn't exercise today. I didn't bag my lunch yesterday. It's all right, because you know what? Tomorrow is another day to do that. So remember, we don't live life in extremes. It's not all black and white. Embrace the huge gray area. That's where we are. So your journey to reaching your health goals, your weight goals, this is really no different. So in 2019, decide that you're going to have some healthy self-compassion and not be so rigid with yourself. Have some compassion. When you loosen up a little bit, things are easier to achieve. But when we approach things with rigidity, we may then start to harbor some resentment and then want to throw the whole program out the window. So what? You didn't bag your lunch yesterday. You're going to bag your lunch today. See? It's all right. You didn't exercise yesterday, you're going to exercise today. And you're going to exercise tomorrow. And you're going to look forward to it because your favorite program will be on at the same time. Or you'll be listening to a nice audiobook or podcast or something like that. So, yes, resolve to persevere in making all these changes. But in that resolve to persevere, make sure that you don't punish. Don't punish yourself. It was the same as the approach to holiday eating done right. You plan to eat whatever you were going to eat at that meal, and then the very next meal or the very next day, you get back on program. You know, the Christmas holidays, New Year's, Thanksgiving, everything that now is all done with, you just get back on program. You do the same thing in your life when you're trying to establish new habits. If you're trying to get up a little bit earlier in the morning to exercise, set your alarm clock for 5 to 7 minutes earlier than you usually do. And then over the course of about a week or two, setting it a little earlier, maybe 15 minutes earlier. 15 minutes is great for you to get up and get on the elliptical, get onto your treadmill, go out for a run, go to the gym, do your floor exercises at home, do your yoga practice, as well as your meditation. All of this is helpful. And this is how you can change your habits. If you can embrace it, if you can have an open heart, have the fortitude, but don't punish if you don't achieve everything that you want immediately. Behavior change is a process, so have yourself compassion. You will have, ultimately, a better chance of success in making these small behavior changes. And this then can last throughout your life. So, a happy new year, a happy 2019 to you. A very happy and healthy one to all of you. And thank you for listening to these intelligent medicine these intelligent medicine podcasts. I am Layla Mutin, your host. Thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.